That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Hey MedTalkers, welcome to the first episode of our new series, Throwback Thursday, the history of modern day medicine, where every Thursday we retrace our forefathers' footsteps and learn how we've established our modern day practices in medicine. So, you know that thing that as a medical student you feel a bit awkward about having around your neck because you're not quite sure if you've made it yet, but as soon as you get to final year that thing isn't coming off? You know, that device that probably identifies a doctor like no other? Well, have you ever wondered how on earth we started using it? Well, yeah, me too. So today, I'll be retracing the steps of the stethoscope. Grab your popcorn, guys, this one's going to be a good one. So the word stethoscope actually derives from two Greek words, which are stethos, meaning chest, and scopin, which means to explore. So essentially, every time we use our stethoscope, we are exploring our patient's chests. That doesn't sound wrong at all, does it? Well, basically, in September 1816, on a cool day, a 35-year-old French physician called Dr. René Laine was walking along the courtyard of the Le Louvre Palace in Paris, and he spotted two children. These two children were sending signals to each other using a long piece of wood and a pin. One child had their ear pressed up against one end of the wood, and the other was scratching the pin on the other end. The child whose ear was pressed against it felt that the sound of the pin scratching was amplified. Later on that year, Dr. René was called to see a young lady with heart disease. He was reluctant to auscultate her chest using his ear, given her age and her gender. And in that moment, he remembered what he'd observed in the courtyard. So he rolled up 24 sheets of paper and used that as the wood, placing one end on his ear and the other over the patient's chest. And to his surprise, he could hear the patient's heartbeat much louder than before. Now, listening to the heart sounds with our ear is termed as immediate auscultation, and Dr. René realized that immediate auscultation was much clearer. It was actually the father of medicine, Hippocrates, who started using immediate auscultation, but he was always searching for practical instruments to improve examinations. Listening directly with our ear produces sounds which are not amplified, and this increases the likelihood of missing key sounds, which may be important for diagnosing conditions. Also, it's a really awkward thing to do, so I'm not surprised Dr. René felt like that. So René named his instrument Le Cylindre, but later called it the stethoscope, which has revolutionized medicine ever since. In his spare time, Dr. René was a skilled wood turner, and so he set up a shop at home to create a stethoscope from different types of wood. You can have a look at one of Dr. René's first wooden stethoscope via our Instagram page by just searching MedTalks. So he made a stethoscope from turned piece of wood with a hollow center made from two separate pieces. One end had a hole to press against the ear, and the other was hollowed out into a funnel-shaped cone. Now, ironically, after spending countless hours studying this disease with his wooden stethoscope, Dr. René died in 1826 at the young age of 45 from tuberculosis. So, René's wooden stethoscope was used until the latter part of the 19th century, at which point rubber tubing was developed. And 25 years after René's death, Dr. George Kaman of New York developed the first stethoscope with an earpiece in each ear, also known as binaural stethoscope, whereas previously they were monaural. In early 1960, Dr. David Littman, a professor at Harvard Medical School and a distinguished cardiologist, patented a brand new revolutionary stethoscope with incredible acoustics. And there was the birth of the Littman brand, a medical student's best but probably costliest friend. Now, throughout the 20th century, there were many minor improvements made to these devices to reduce their weight, improve the acoustics, and filter out any background noise to improve auscultation and improve the diagnostic process. And nowadays we've got electronic versions which have been introduced to further amplify the sounds. But despite all of the improvements and all of the changes, the basic principles remain the same, and that is to provide physicians with the means to auscultate and identify specific sounds within the body, mainly of the heart and the lungs.
Just look at how far we've come. It's so important to take a minute to appreciate what we have available to us today and thank those geniuses who've got us to this stage. It's just incredible. And before I start getting emotional, I'm going to end this episode here. I hope you've enjoyed it. Do let us know your thoughts, and hopefully it's not been too much of a history lesson. Please share these with your friends and your family. Subscribe to our channel. Follow us on social media, so that's Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, for more updates, and keep listening to our episodes, which will be released every Thursday at 8 p.m. Next Thursday, we'll be talking all about the electrocardiogram. Thanks for listening, guys, and have a great day.